friends, are you ready to heal your trauma and put your broken heart back together again, or defeat depression, anxiety, and overcome disappointment? I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Today, I want to remind you of 7 promises from God that come directly from Scripture. And even in the most difficult seasons of our life, we can literally lean on these scriptures to hold us up, to keep us afloat when we feel like we're drowning. I believe if you stumbled upon this podcast, it is because you feel like you're drowning. Honestly, you feel probably like you can't go on anymore, probably like your life is in complete chaos. Too many bad things keep happening over and over again. And why do these things keep happening? You may ask yourself, why do I have to go through all of this? And I want to remind you today that even when you feel at your lowest, God is truly with you. And if you seek Him, you will find Him. God is with you in the midst of the fire. When nobody else cares, nobody else is there for you, nobody else can understand or even begin to relate to how you feel, you know who can understand you? Jesus. Because He is in your corner. And Jesus knows what it feels like to be persecuted for no reason. Jesus literally was without sin. He was perfect, but yet He was betrayed and hurt and treated so badly. And Jesus, more than anyone on this earth, knows the depths of your pain. And still, He gives us these promises in Scripture that will encourage us every time we need encouragement. And most importantly, when we're in our deepest pain, these scriptures will keep us alive and keep us mentally stable. First one I want to talk about, but it's Jeremiah 29:11-14. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you." I don't know if you're feeling like you're harmed right now, you're feeling like you're hurt right now, and you feel like maybe Jesus is far from you, the Lord is far from you. I want you to know that when you seek Him, like you're doing right now, you will find Him. If you're seeking Him through this podcast, I want you to know His presence is all over this. I mean, I feel the Holy Spirit as I speak, that He wants you to know truly that He is with you right there in the fire, and that better is yet to come. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." I don't know if you're feeling fearful today. Maybe you're fearful about how you're going to make money. Maybe you're fearful about where you're going to live or what is going to happen to you next. God is saying, not fear, because God is going to help you. He is helping you. He is making all things work together for your good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to His purpose." Believe that you are so precious to God, and all of these things right now that seem to be going wrong and hurting you, and you're going through so much, know that one day you're going to look back and you're going to say, "Wow, God worked all that out for my good." Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I think sometimes we get so nervous or worried or fearful about the future because we forget who is in our corner. the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, King of the universe, the one who made the trees and the stars, the one who created human beings, the one who parted the Red Sea, the one who took and got Israel out of Egypt when Pharaoh was so hard-headed, the one who literally came as a man to raise the dead and heals the sick and cure all kinds of diseases and illnesses and sicknesses. I mean, we forget sometimes how powerful our God is, and that when he is in our corner, there's literally, what does it say, that if God is for us, who can be against us? And with all things, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I think sometimes we truly forget who is in our corner, an amazing God ready to literally go to war for us and work for us on our behalf. If we have faith to truly believe that God is who he says he is, the great I am. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Again, God is with you. And even more so, it says that God is even closer to those who are brokenhearted, to those who are crushed in spirit, to those who are going through so much. God saves those people. So if you are one of those people right now who you feel like you're brokenhearted, you're crushed in spirit, you're going through so much, your heart is heavy, your world is heavy, everything just feels heavy, know that God is in the business of saving people just like you. He's done it for years and centuries, and he's not going to stop now. He is going to save you from whatever you're going through. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So in this verse, we have some commands, actually. Commands that will truly help us to get back on a healthy path. Get back on a good path that feels better than life right now. And the way is that the way to this better life, to this better mentality and feeling and getting out of our current circumstances, the way is this: by trusting God, not with half of our heart. It doesn't say with half of our heart. It doesn't say partially trust God. It says literally trust God, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, which means that you're not worrying. We're not Google searching. We're not trying to call every friend and ask them what their opinion is. We're not trying to make this thing work or happen on our own time, in our own way, but we're literally releasing this, our issues, to God and saying, look, God, I literally have no idea what to do right now. I literally just want to cry and sit in bed. I literally can't, like, I think about what to do and I'm just so upset. I'm so mad. I can't move. I don't know where to go from here. Literally, this verse is saying, hand it over to the Lord. Trust him with the circumstance. Trust him to heal your broken heart. Trust him to make a way in your marriage. Trust him to heal your child. Trust him to bring your child to repentance. Trust him to reduce your grief. Trust God to reduce your anxiety. Trust God with your kids. Trust God with your marriage. Trust God with your life. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, which means that if things are not going in a way that you understand, release that to God too and say, look, I don't understand this. And even if I do understand it, it sounds crazy. It looks crazy. I'm giving this to you, God. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. In all of our ways, we submit to him. How do we do that? In all of our ways, we submit to him by doing what he asks us to do, reading our word, praying, worshiping, serving, loving others, being a humble, generous, fruitful, self-controlled, disciplined, kind person. And he will, doesn't say he might, says he literally will make your paths straight. He will. All the curvy path that we feel on, we feel like it's up and down. It's a roller coaster of a path. It's in and out. It's all sideways and crooked. That's the path we feel like we're on right now. God will make our path straight when we submit everything to him. our life, our desires, our families, our anger, our bitterness, confusion. We submit it all to him, and he will make our crooked paths straight. 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10. Whew, this is a very interesting one. Listen to this. It says in verse 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10, it says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Amen. I want to just leave off by saying, wow, we can literally be so beat up. But when we have Jesus living on the inside of us, when we know the truth about what happened in Jesus, that Jesus was killed on our behalf, that he was literally murdered and killed and abused just so that we can live, so that we could live even in our sinful self, that we have so many flaws and issues and this and that. We're not perfect in any way, shape, or form, but Jesus is. And so he died for us so that we can live. And as long as we know that, if we remember that, wow, Jesus went through probably most likely more than what we will ever go through. Jesus has been through, and he did nothing wrong. But he did it because he wanted to free us to be able to live a life that is pleasing to God, free us so that we can live without, so that we can live in eternity with him, even if we make mistakes, that we're not condemned to hell now. We can live with Jesus if we just believe in him. We have to just believe in Jesus. And we can pray this prayer, "Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Cleanse me of my sins. Make me whole again. Make me right with you. I want to be right with you. I want to follow your word. Go on your path. I want to do your will. And I want you to be Lord of my life." And when we pray that prayer, we can be hard pressed. We can be all things, you know, in this world. We can be burnt out, but we're never going to be destroyed because we know that our eternity will be secure in heaven when we believe in Jesus and that he died for our sins and now he is alive. And now he's alive. And we get to literally walk around with Jesus living on the inside of us because he died so we can live. And we have to remember that. We have to walk around knowing that I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I love that song because it's true. When you have Jesus living on the inside of you, you can be so beat up by life, but life will always be on the inside of you when you have Jesus. You can get knocked down 9 times, but you're always going to get up on number 10 because of Jesus. And I want you to know that, you know, for those who may be contemplating suicide, maybe contemplating giving up, contemplating quitting, know that with Jesus, you don't have to. You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. You can stay strong and stay encouraged and keep moving forward with God in your corner. And through prayer and fasting and, you know, surrounding yourself by good Christian people. And I say good Christian people because not every Christian is on the right path. Not every person who says that they know God actually follows God. And so we need to find people who truly want to live according to the Bible. And this is the first start, you know, come back to this podcast. I'm going to be talking more and more and more about how to live this life of hope, healing, and holiness. That is the journey that we're on. Hope. We're finding hope, healing, and holiness. And me too. I'm in this with you. And I'm studying God's word so that I could share it with you all in just an easy way and have an easy conversation where it all makes sense. And yeah. So thank you for listening, and please feel free to subscribe or download this or share it with someone else who may be struggling and needs to know these scriptures right now. So I thank you. Thank you for listening, and we will be back soon. Take care. God bless.